On this day, in 1789, crowds stormed the Bastille prison in Paris, which is where King Louis XVI kept his enemies. It was the start of the French Revolution, which overthrew the monarchy. Much like our July 4th, July 14th, Bastille Day is a national holiday in France. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley sent us a postcard from this year's celebrations.
There are many July 14th traditions, the military parade down the Champs-Élysées Avenue, the fireworks that light up the skies above. But one of my favorite Bastille Day traditions are the firemen's balls. For two nights every year, July 13th and 14th, French firemen open up their barracks and courtyards and throw a giant dance party for the people. 29-year-old Pierre-Louis Rouer and his friends have just cracked open a bottle of champagne.
So we're here for some fun with French firemen, which are a great, great boys, very famous here in France. And they are here to save your life, but also to have fun tonight because it's a big, big fiesta.
Firefighter Jean Coulomier says the balls offer a rare moment of joyful exchange between firefighters and the public.
All the year, when we see the people, it's for pains, accidents, and today it's for enjoy.
On this night, the fire trucks are parked on the street to make room for the crowds. There's no age limit for the popular dances. There are seniors and little kids in the crowd. Transplanted Canadians John and Susan Smith say that's the beauty of the balls.
It's not stratified by age or culture, so everybody's there. It's fantastic.
And you know what? It's so natural. It's so... Everybody's just having
There's
a
no
good
edge.
Time.
There's no edge. There's no edge of violence. There's no edge of aggressiveness. People are just having fun.
11-year-old Vincent Lévy says he's having fun, though he can't quite remember the significance of the date. Well, it's about how the French and the Germans fought and how we have to remember. No, whispers his father, it's about the revolution. Oh well, there is a lot of history to keep track of in this country. I end the night close to home in the 15th arrondissement.
Well, I'm in the middle of a fireman's ball. They've got the glittering disco lights going around, a big band playing. There's at least 1,000 people here. And this is how we celebrate Bastille Day in France.
For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.